Now, Royce, you said you liked Green Lantern. I sent you an email.
I did.
What specific one? Is it Hal, I'm assuming?
Oh, of course. Hal
Okay.
Jordan, yes.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, no. Well, John Stewart, I like John Stewart to a degree, but I think the thing I really don't like about Kyle Rayner is that god-awful mask that they have him wear. And it's just nothing about it, just I don't know, it just looks really awkward. And
Haven't they
the
kind of
old one, I guess I
changed
like
that?
the old one too, but yeah, Hal Jordan.
Okay. I figured. Have you seen the trailer for the new movie coming out?
No, I haven't. It's
No.
all
over the interwebs.
I know, and you know what? I actually I don't do much online, so for me, it's like I've been comfortable in missing it. I'm sure I'll catch it sooner or later, but I'm not actually too excited about it.
Well, you should ask Harrison. He's probably seen it.
Have you seen the Green Lantern
Which one?
promo online that they've been doing? No.
Nope.
Hey, thanks for hitting me.
See, I gave you something to do
Just slapped him on the cheek.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of day around here. You know,
today.
he's probably I guess for me it's one of those things where it's my favorite Green Lanterns are the ones where things are real corny, you know, where he's breaking out the big huge fly swatter or the big huge thumb to block the dam from
Oh,
overflowing. And I know the modern one is more about it's all laser beams, you know, and bombs and that kind of stuff. But I actually would have rather have seen something that appears more corny than the way that they're doing it lately.
have you seen a Mickey?
yeah.
This house is tilted, tall fat.
I think it's fine. I think it's, my only fear is that they're gonna, kind of camp it up a little, because you got this great actor. Ryan Reynolds is phenomenal, but I just feel like the writers haven't quite figured out how they want to handle. They're going to make him kind of smart ass and campy, and I don't know. I
Yes.
think you've got to find a real balance
Well,
there
I think
to
they're
pull
kind
that
of
off.
doing a mix between him and Guy Gardner a little bit.
There has to be a really good, strong personality. I have confidence that he'll pull it off. He's a
Yeah.
really fine actor. I really like him, but it's just the writers I don't have a lot of confidence in.
Well, I was kind of surprised that the computer animation looked fairly decent on the
Looked
trailer, at
really good.
least.
But honestly, I mean, what do you expect? They're going to put all their bucks there, you know.
True.
The wow factor.
That is true. Let's see. Just to let you know, Mickey, Royce picked the Amazing Screw-On Head
Yep.
as his choice of review.
Yeah.
And Royce, I don't know if Mickey's got with you about what he was going to be doing, but it's Strange Science Fantasy, right, Mickey?
Weird,
Weird
weird, weird science
Science
fantasy.
Fantasy. Okay.
I don't think I've seen that
I'll
yet.
forward it to Roycey boy. He's seen it. He just doesn't
Thank you.
remember. It's still an issue for him, Royce.
Okay, yeah, I have some god-awful manga that I'm supposed to read.
What are you talking
No,
about? That's King Joe Books.
Yeah.
I have to admit,
That'd be the highlight of my weekend is reading this.
It's excellent.
You got to have a little bit of flavor in there. I won't do it to you all the time.
He's very manga phobic.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Oh, I did receive, I don't know if you got my email about Area 10. I did read it, my son as well. Did you want me to forward
Yeah.
that to Mickey Royce?
I think he's already read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever needs to see it next is fine.
Okay, I can send it to Venus and then we can get it back to you. I assume you're
Yeah, that's
wanting
fine.
it for your library. But I enjoyed
Yeah,
it.
it's from the Vertigo Crime series. That's actually a series that I'm actually I think I like most of the titles in there. That's kind of the things that I'm really getting into reading right now, which is kind of like crime fiction.
Vertigo's the place then.
Yeah.
I think what is Oh, Dynamite? Is that who does the G or IDW? They kind of do a little bit here and there. And I can't. Who does that one that's looks like a hardback book, but
Oh,
it's
that's
actually.
Richard Parker. You're talking about
Yes,
the
there you
Darwin
go.
Cook adaptations of the Richard Stark Parker
There you go.
books.
That's them.
Yeah, it's IDW.
So, I don't know if I like his art style, though. That's
Oh,
kind
I love him. I think
of.
he's the most phenomenal. Yeah, absolutely my. And I've loved the Parker books for years because it's Donald Westlake, you know. I've loved those books forever. And when Darwin Cook said he was going to adapt them, I thought, oh, he's perfect. He's got that retro style. Perfect.
Well, that was an order for next year for us here. We've already spent our budget, so.
If you're like me, you're counting the dollars each day to see if you might actually make it till next year.
That's the way we're doing it. We're pretty much spent out on most everything.
Just make sure you got enough to cover payroll in January.
Yeah, that's all I'm worried about too.
That's what you want to be sure
That
to
is
do.
true. We got plenty for that. We make sure about
Okay.
that. And Venus, if you guys haven't heard, she's doing the first volume of Genius Girl. It is actually an online comic.
Yeah.
So if you can't find the trades, you can probably hop online and go to their archive. I haven't
That's
personally
fine.
done that yet.
That's fine.
Because I know the trades, I don't know about you guys, but they are pretty much out of print.
Okay.
They're a little bit
Is
difficult.
it Genius Girl or Girl Genius?
Might be Girl Genius. You might be right, Royce.
I think it's Girl Genius.
But I know I talked to Garden City and they said they got theirs from Ingram, Amazon, and possibly another jobber. I can't remember to piece their collection together. So I just told her I'd read it online. If you guys need a copy of it, I want her to send it on off to you guys or. And I'm not going to guarantee she's going to be able to be there either. It's still going to be health issue wise.
Yeah, sure.
I know I visited her 2 weeks ago. She was still pretty much laying down and wasn't able to move except to restroom breaks and food. They wanted her pretty much bed rest. But she's hoping to get back, I think it's next week, to the work and do at least a partial day. Try to see how it works for her. She's getting antsy. You know how it is when you're just sitting and not able to do anything.
Yeah, I call that fun.
Yeah, you call that
That's called fun.
Well, what do you think about the new Green Hornet coming out? That's kind of interesting.
Well, Seth Rogen's another one of those actors that can, handle whatever's thrown at him, but if the writing is junk, it's going to be junk.
The trailer kind of looked decent. Of course, there's going to be comedy.
You know, they've
Yeah.
reworked that several times. The test trailers tested really, really, really badly, and they went
Well, they
back and re-edited it at least twice.
said, I think it was on the Yahoo ticker that Jay Chow Cho was going to Kato, but I think it's the Seth Green is going to be the hurdle.
Well, we'll see.
Great
But
boy. Out here.
I'm sure you've seen Harry Potter, Royce, with your little ones.
No, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, nor
Really?
have read a Harry Potter book.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, I figure when I get really old and I run out of other things to read and watch, maybe I'll watch one of them. But not so far, not yet. Hasn't been a priority.
We started them in the theater. We're going to finish them in the theater.
Oh, good.
Our kids are chomping at the bit because we haven't been yet. I think the one that's scratching my head the most about, and I know it's not superhero related, but I should kind of consider him a hero is old Rooster Cogburn.
True Grit.
Yes, True Grit.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jeff just can pull it off. It's a different style, that's for sure.
Well, it's Coen Brothers, right? I mean,
I believe so.
writing in the direction is going to be top notch. It's just going to be an oddball kind of a take on things. Did you ever see the original John Wayne?
Oh, several times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one of those where it's going to be hard to beat. I mean, it was one of those deals. I don't know about your guys' dads, but every Sunday, I think it was TNT or something, had Westerns on all morning and almost all day. And it seemed like every other weekend, True Grit was on.
So well, I know it was on the network channels, too. You know, even the network channels and PBS carried Westerns.
So. Yeah. So. What about you, Steve? Aren't you a Western fan? Or is he still alive? Steve might have dropped off.
He might be working. Maybe he's working.
Oh, his mic is out. Oh, man.
Some people are.
Just recording. Ooh. Western's rule. Can you see the chat, you guys?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure. I've never done it.
Western's rule. That's awesome. I think Ethan actually showed that somebody actually wrote a Western last month. This is like the first time in 3 months that they were pitching a Western for people to buy.
I think Bob Hicks was involved with that, wasn't he?
I don't mind Westerns as long as they're done good. But well, Steve, how's it recording on your end? You said you tried stopping and going. Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use on our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official site links of review publishers can be found on our website, www.comicpoplibrary.com. The views and comments of the Comic Pop Library host are not necessarily endorsed by the Finney County Public Library, Kearney County Library, Northeast Kansas Library System, and our Tokonganoxie Public Library.